Hello, and welcome to Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Ollie. Episode 1, Ollie's First Day of School. Ollie woke up before the sun. He blinked his brown big eyes. For a moment, he forgot why his tummy felt like it was full of butterflies. Then he remembered today was the day. Today was his very first day of school. He hopped out of bed and looked at himself in the mirror. 3 strong horns sat up on his head, 2 long ones above his eyes, and 1 shorter one on his nose. He had a big boomy frill fanned out behind his head like a shield. He tried to smile, but the butterflies in his tummy made it come out all wobbly. "Ollie, breakfast," called Mama Trix from downstairs. Ollie thudded down the stairs with his big feet making the whole house shake. In the kitchen, Mama Trix had laid out a huge plate of fresh fruits, some juice, cyan fruits, and a pile of his favorite ginkgo leaves drizzled with honey. "Big day today," said Mama Trix, nuzzling at the top of his frills with her nose. "How are you feeling?" "What if nobody likes me?" Ollie whispered. "What if I'm the only Triceratops?" Mama Trix sat down beside him, which made the kitchen chair creak loudly. "Ollie, you are all kinds of funny and brave. Anyone would be lucky to be your friend. And you know what? Being different was what makes you special." Ollie munched on his ginkgo leaves and thought about that. He felt a little bit better. The walk to Cretaceous Creek Elementary took Ollie and Mama Trix through the thin forest, past the bubbling tar pits. "Don't touch me!" Trix reminded him, and across the old log bridge over the Cretaceous Creek. The school sat in a big sunny clearing, and it was made out of stacked stones and giant leaves and woven together for a roof. And the front door was so tall even the biggest dinosaur could walk through right in. Dinosaurs of all shapes and sizes were streaming through the entrance. Ollie's eyes went wide. There were long-necked dinosaurs, spiky dinosaurs, dinosaurs with crests and feathers and tails all kind. Everyone was chattering and laughing and bumping into each other. "Go on, sweetheart," Mama Trix said, giving him a gentle nudge with her horn. "I'll be right here when school's right over." Ollie took a deep breath and puffed out his frill and walked right through the big door. The hallway was buzzing with noise. Ollie looked at the little leaf pinned to his chest that said, "Room 3, Miss Terry." He followed the signs down the hall, stepping over a tiny dinosaur's tail and ducking under low-hanging vine decorations. Cynthia had a bright blue door, pushed it open, and stepped inside. "Well, hello there, Pterodon." With enormous wings and kind eyes, swooped down and perched near the ceiling. "You must be Ollie. I'm Mrs. Terry. Welcome to our class." Mrs. Terry was the color of a sunset, orange, pink, and gold. When she smiled, her long beak curved up in the friendliest way. He felt some of his butterflies float away. "Why don't you find a seat? We're just about to get started." Ollie looked around in the room. There was a tree stump seats all in a big circle. Most of them were taken. He spotted an empty one between a stegosaurus with bright red plates and a brachiosaurus so tough that her neck was curled up like a garden hose fit under the ceiling. "Is a seat taken?" Ollie asked in a barely voice of a whisper. "Nope, sit down." That stegosaurus, swishing his spiky tail happily. "I'm Spike. What's your name?" "I'm Ollie." "Cool horns, Ollie," said Spike, tapping one of his own back plates. "I got plates. You got horns. We're practically cousins." Ollie laughed. He couldn't help it. Spike had a way of making everything seem fun. "I'm the tall brachiosaurus." She leaned over the long neck down until her face was right next to Ollie's. "Hi, I'm Bree," she said softly. "Sorry about my neck. It gets in the way sometimes." "I think your neck is amazing," Ollie said. "You can probably see everything from up there." Bree blushed, which a brachiosaurus meant a whole thing, a long necks and slightly pink. "I can see Mrs. Terry's secret snacks stash on the top of the bookshelf," she whispered. All three of them giggled. Mrs. Terry clapped her wings with a warmth. That got everyone's attention. "Good morning, class. Welcome to your first day at Cretaceous Creek Elementary. Today, we are going to learn each other's names, explore our classroom, and have some fun. But first, let us go around the circle. Tell us your name and one thing you love." A tiny velociraptor in the front right there is vibrating out for some. Me first. "I'm Dash, and I love running." She zoomed around in the circle so fast, she was just like a blur of feathers. Everyone clapped. A quiet ankylosaurus with a huge club tail. "I'm Tink. I love rocks." He held up the shoes, a smooth, shiny stone. "This one is my favorite." When it was Ollie's turn, his butterflies came back, but Spike gave him a little nudge. Ollie stood up. "I'm Ollie. I'm a Triceratops, and I love," he thought for a second, "I love exploring. I love finding things. I like cool bugs. I like weird-shaped leaves or paths that go somewhere you've never seen before." "A true adventurer," said Mrs. Terry, beaming. "We're so glad you're here, Ollie." After everyone shared, Mrs. Terry gave a tour of their classroom. It was just like a reading corner, piled up with all these books, a science table with a magnifying glass, and a jar of interesting soil, an art station with berry paint and a black bark canvas, Ollie's favorite, an explorer's corner with map compasses and a big posted of the known world. "We're going to have a wonderful year," Mrs. Terry said, "but who's hungry? It's time for lunch." The lunchroom was chaos. Wonderful, loud, exciting chaos. Dinosaurs were everywhere, eating everything. Long tables were covered with ferns, fruit, a sort of Cretaceous treat. Ollie looked around, holding his lunchbox, a hollow coconut shell that Mama Tricks had packed with goodies. He spotted Spike waving a table from near. "Ollie, over here, I saved you a spot." Ollie grinned and hurried over. Bree was already there, her neck stretched to eat leaves out of a potted tree in the corner. Dash was there too, bouncing her seat in a mile of a minute. She already explored the entire playground during a walk to the lunch. "There's a hill," Dash said breathlessly, "a creek and some really good mud. I think I saw a cave, but Mrs. Terry said we couldn't go in there yet." "A cave?" Ollie's eyes lit up. "I love caves. I knew it." Dash pointed at him in time clouds. "You and me were going to be adventure buddies." Ollie opened his coconut lunchbox and shared his googly chips with everyone. Spike traded him a second muffin. Bree lowered a bundle of sweet blossoms in her high-up stash. Even Tink wandered off, shyly holding a piece of his favorite moss cake. They all sat together, eating, laughing, talk about what the rest of the year might bring for us. The first time a big day. Ollie's butterflies were completely gone. In their place, there was something warm and bright like sunshine in his belly. When the final bell rang, Ollie walked out of Cretaceous Creek Elementary with Spike on one side and Dash zooming in circles around them. Bree waved goodbye around the crowd, long necks bobbling in front of the periscope. "Mama Trix was waiting right there. She said she'll be under the big magalona tree by the front gate." "So?" she asked, searching his face. "How was it?" Ollie looked back at his school. He could see Mrs. Terry out of the window room, tidying up with her big greens. He could hear Spike laughing somewhere behind him. Feel the warm glow of new friendship in his chest. Mama, he said, this was the best day ever. Can I go back tomorrow? Mama Chick laughed, wrapping his tail around him in a huge hug. Every day, sweetheart. Every single day. As they walked home in Fern Forest, they chattered the whole way about Spike's funny jokes and Bree's amazing neck and Dash's incredible speed. Pink's cool rocks and Mrs. Terry's sunset-colored wings and the mysterious cave on the playground. Tomorrow, Ollie said, in his eyes shining, I'm going to explore that cave. Mama Trick smiled, of course you are. And Ollie fell asleep that night with a smile on his face, dreaming of the adventures waiting him for it. Cretaceous Creek. Ollie's dinosaur fact. Did you know that Triceratops had up to 800 teeth? They were arranged in special groups called tooth batteries. When one tooth wore out from chomping on tough plants, a brand new tooth would grow in and to replace it. Kind of like a never-ending supply of teeth. Scientists think that Triceratops used those powerful teeth to munch on palms, ferns, and cycads. Thanks for listening. See you next time.